Mr. Brown was headed down the road. He'd been out hunting all day, hadn't caught a doggone thing. He had the blues. Well, he was passing by the lake when all of a sudden, he saw this whole flock of geese out there, just perfect. He took his shotgun real careful. Pow! Shot him a goose just like that. Well, he went over there, picked up that goose, dropped it in his bag, and started heading home feeling good. Matter of fact, you know, he hadn't noticed what a nice day it was. The sun was shining. He's walking along. But you know, all of a sudden, the strangest thing happened. He started hearing this sound coming from inside his bag. You can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook. You can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook. And you find that out if you just take another look. Mr. Brown opened up that bag. The goose was just laying there in the bag. The strangest thing. He said, well, I guess I must be imagining things. And he just continued on home. But when he got home, he gave the goose to his wife. He said, baby, I'm gonna go out and play with the kids for a while. She said, no problem, baby. And she took that goose and started getting it all ready. Pulled out all the feathers, dressed it up real nice, and spiced it, and stuffed it. Put some carrots, onions, peppers. Got it in a pot real nice. Set it in the oven. Seemed like it was cooking along fine for a little while. Then all of a sudden, she heard this sound coming from the oven. You can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook. You can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook. And you'll find that out if you just take another look. Mrs. Brown ran over there and opened up the oven. Goose was just cooking away. Matter of fact, it smelled kind of good. Well, she closed the oven and said, guess I'm just imagining things. Went on about her business. Well, after a while, that goose was all cooked just right. She took it and put it up on the table, called the whole family in, and everybody sat around the table. Well, had to say their grace. Everybody was just thinking about how good that goose was gonna taste. Everybody tucked their napkins. Mr. Brown reached over to start to carve that goose. And all of a sudden, that little goose stood right up in the pan, grabbed a carrot for a microphone, and started singing. You can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook. You can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook. And you find that out if you just take another look. And then, all of a sudden, this whole flock of geese came flying down out the sky, flew right into the window, and they all crowded around the table. Brown family jumped up and got out the way. You know, each one of those geese took a little feather and stuck it into that cooked goose. Next thing you knew, he didn't look like he'd ever been cooked at all. Said, I tried to tell y'all, but I'll give you one more verse before I go. You can't eat me, 'cause I'm not a goose you can cook. You can't eat me, I'm you're not a goose, you can cook. And you find that out if you just take another look. And with that, that little goose and all his friends just took off out the window. The Brown family stood there just stunned. Mr. Brown said, well, we didn't get a goose for dinner, but at least we got a song. So they all started to sing. The children started singing. Woo, 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 woo. Mr. Brown said,
you can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook.
Mr. Brown said,
you can't eat me. I'm not a goose you can cook.
You'll find that out if you just take another look. Mr. Brown said,
well, you know I'm so hungry, I just don't know what to do.
Mr. Brown said, I know it, baby.
I'm so hungry, I just don't know what to do.
Looks like sometimes you get the goose, but sometimes the goose gets you.